Hi, everybody. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Ella. I'll be your host for about the next hour. I host a jam and bluegrass show called Windows Down. But first things first, I'm going to get us started with a quick PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alright, awesome. That was a PSA for the Filipino Culture Club. Definitely check them out if you are interested. I usually do a weekly theme, so today my weekly theme is colors of the rainbow. I'm really excited. So I was driving home from Ocean City, where I will be residing this summer, which I'm so excited about. Basically, I was driving with my friend Rowan, and I really didn't have any ideas about what I wanted my show theme to be. I feel like I've hit all the good ones that I really, really wanted. So I was kind of running out of ideas. And Rowan had a really good idea of doing Songs of the Rainbow. And I mean Roy G. Biv. So a lot of these songs, we're going to go in order. So we're going to go from red and then all the way down the rainbow, all the way to purple, and then black and white. So I have a good mix of some bluegrass, some jam tonight, a good mix of everything. So first things first, to start us off with the red category, I'm going to play Red Hot Mama by Widespread Panic. This is live from November 17th, 98 at the Calvin Theater. And then Red Rocking Chair by Billy Strings. And then I'm going to bring us back, and then we'll jump into the rest of our show. So you're going to hear Red Hot Mama by Widespread Panic and Red Rocking Chair by Billy Strings.
I'm
mama next payday. Now sing it to your mama next payday. Well, I've got no use for a red rocking chair. I ain't got no honey, baby, now. I ain't got no honey, baby, now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. If you're now just joining, I am Ella, your host, for about the next 45 minutes now. My show is called Windows Down. I play jam music and bluegrass music from 7 to 8 p.m. on Monday evenings. Today's theme is a rainbow theme, so I'm playing Songs of the Rainbow in the titles. So you just heard Red Hot Mama by Widespread Panic and Red Rocking Chair by Billy Strings. And then for our next caller, we're jumping into Orange. We're going to listen to Orange Blossom Special by Bill Monroe, which is a pretty fast instrumental. And then we're going to jump into a live rendition of Orange Blood by Mount Joy. And then we'll come back because the next song after that is pretty lengthy, but before we get into the next tune, let's talk about why Bill Monroe is called the father of bluegrass. Back in the 1930s and 40s, Monroe took old Appalachian music, blues, and gospel, and basically just mashed them together. He made something that was way faster, way sharper, way more intense, something that totally hadn't been done together, and he became the blueprint of what bluegrass is known to be today. He also made the mandolin a lead instrument instead of just a background rhythm, which was a huge deal at the time. And when his band, the Bluegrass Boys, added a banjo player, Earl Scruggs, with that three-finger picking style, the sound is what we now call bluegrass, and it was born then. Funny enough, the genre even got its name from Monroe's band, the Bluegrass Boys, named after Kentucky, the bluegrass state. People start calling that sound bluegrass, and it stuck. So when you hear bluegrass today, whether it's old school or jammed out, it all traces back to Bill Monroe and that original sound he created. So I always see people wearing Bill Monroe shirt or Bill Monroe hats at shows, and I just love that people still listen to this music. I think this is the one genre of music where people still listen to a lot of the historical stuff. The majority of people that are into this genre listen to the historical stuff. And I think that really speaks a lot for the genre itself. And I love it. So, to tie that all up, we're going to listen to Orange Blossom Special by Bill Monroe and Orange Blood by Mount Joy. Thank you. Everyone, welcome back. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. You just heard Orange Blossom Special by Bill Monroe and Orange Blood by Mountjoy. I hope that everybody had a great Valentine's Day. I know I did. I spent mine on the glorious shores of Ocean City, Maryland, with two of my favorite people by my side. I also hope that everybody's had so much fun watching the Winter Olympics. I know I have. especially curling. My favorite thing about the Olympics is watching really niche sports. I've had tons of fun doing that. Yeah. So up next, in our Roy G. Biv-themed night, we're going to be listening to Yellow Tigers by Mo and Big Yellow Taxi. I don't think I've played Mo before on here. So Mo is an American jam rock band, and they were actually formed at the University of Buffalo in 1989. So these guys have been around a while. They can definitely rock out, as we can see in this almost 7-minute long song. And then we just got some classic Bob Dylan. Yeah. Good things coming up, guys. The weather this week looks great. Temperature-wise. Precipitation-wise, not looking too hot. But I'll take what I can get because I didn't have to wear a winter jacket walking over here, and it's about a 20-minute walk. But we're looking at temperatures of almost 60 degrees in February. So I don't know what that groundhog was saying about spring not being here, but it definitely feels like spring is here. All right, up next we have Yellow Tigers by Mo and Big Yellow Taxi, and then we'll come and circle back and we'll approach green and then blue. I cannot wait. I hope you enjoy these next two songs.
We'll be right back. paved paradise and put up a parking lot. A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hat spot. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, they put them in a tree museum. They charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. It'd be paradise to put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard my screen door slam. A big yellow bulldozer took away the house and land. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. Pay paradise to put up a parking lot. They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You just heard Yellow Tigers by Mo and Big Yellow Taxi by Bob Dylan. I think when people say media influence is real, it really is, because let me tell you, I did not really get into Bob Dylan, never really grew up listening to him, wasn't a huge fan until I saw A Complete Unknown. And some people may cough it up to Timothée Chalamet being the lead role, but I really do think he tackled it with so much grace. Like, I don't think anybody else could have played the role better than he could. And it truly was a great movie. Would recommend. Since I've been on FM, I have been sharing Appalachian legends as part of a talking point in my show due to the Appalachian roots of bluegrass. So my first show, we talked about the Mothman. My last show, we talked about the Flatwoods we talked about the Brown Mountain Lights, and this week we're going to be talking about the Flatwoods Monster. So on September 12th, 1952, four boys, I'm not going to say their names, but just know there was four boys, and they were playing on the field at Flatwoods Elementary School in Flatwoods, West Virginia. Somebody needs to study West Virginia. I feel like this is a common theme. Anyway, right before dusk, the boys saw a strange object streak across the sky and crash into a hillside on a local farm. The boys were curious. They ran over to it, and when they reached the crashed site, they saw an eerie, pulsing red light. One of the boys shined his flashlight toward it, only to reveal a 10-foot-tall creature with a spade-shaped head and glowing orange eyes. The creature's hands were gnarled and taloned, and it was wearing what appeared to be a dark metallic dress. A strange and sickening mist hung in the air around the creature, and it was said that it levitated above the ground, which is quite terrifying. And according to the group's account, the creature hissed and began gliding toward them, and then that was when they fled the scene. But despite their immense terror, and apparently they had physical symptoms, which included like nausea and throat irritation, the sheriff's office investigated the crash site and they couldn't find anything that resembled the creature. And everybody chalked up their symptoms to hysteria, but they were also startlingly similar to the effects of mustard gas. So what that could be, I guess we'll never know, because there's still no answer. But many think they mistook the creature for a large barn owl. However, the town surrounding Flatwoods now commemorate that event and the monster with a museum and plenty of photo opportunities, which is also a common theme among this folklore. Jumping back into our scheduled music, we've covered Red so far, we've covered Orange, and we just finished up with Yellow. I only have one song that covers Green, so we'll listen to that, and then we'll jump into the Blue. I have two songs for the Blue category. I have Blue Moon of Kentucky, again with Bill Monroe, but this time with his band, and his Bluegrass Boys is the band. And then Deep Ellum Blues by the Grateful Dead. And to start us off, we're going to listen to Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Deep Ellum Blues isn't really a song about the color blue, nor does it mention the color blue, but, like, you have the blues. I don't know. I love this song. I love covers of this song. It's a great song. And I figured it sort of fit into the category. So that's what we're going to jump into now. And then probably in, like, 10 minutes, we'll circle back. And then we're going to round this thing out. So I'm super excited. You're going to listen to Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and Deep Ellum Blues by the Grateful Dead. All right, let's jump into it.
Blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and say goodbye. It's gone and fruit and true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It is on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. They whispered from high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You just heard Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys band. There's two. I think it's Bluegrass Band. And then, to finish that out, you heard Deep Ellum Blues by the one and only Grateful Dead. Coming up, like I said earlier on, when I first started on this top of the hour, I mentioned that picking a show theme each week is one of the things I struggle with. It's one of my favorite parts that it's freeform radio, so I can kind of, you know, obviously there's regulations, but for the most part, it's pretty much do what you want. I love that, and I had no idea what I was going to do this week, and thanks to Rowan, like I said, my friend came up with a really great idea for Songs of the Rainbow. And one of my favorite things is just scourging through everybody's discography of, like, bands that I know I want to play and just hoping they have songs that fit my theme. But it's also so time-consuming, and it's really hard. But if you know where to look, it's good. The one department I did have a lot of trouble with for tonight's show was the violet purple. You know, other than green, we've had two songs per color, so I think I've been doing pretty good, but I couldn't find anything for purple. So up next, you're going to hear Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix off of his Are You Experienced album. And then I'm going to play two songs after that. We're going to do a white song and a black song. Even though they're not in the rainbow, they're still colors and they still need some love. And I'll play my white song and then I'll come back. And then we'll play one last final song for our time here together. So you're going to hear Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix and White House Blues by the Del McCurry Band.
Yeah.
Everybody, you just heard Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix and White House Blues by the Del McCurry Band. The Del McCurry Band is actually the most awarded artist in bluegrass history. They have 9 IBMA Entertainer of the Year awards, which I guess is huge. I didn't really realize that until I was doing my research on them. But yeah, they're one of the most decorated groups in all of bluegrass. They're led by Del McCurry. They've won multiple Grammys. They don't just play group bluegrass, they just celebrate the genre. They host their own festival every year, which is called Delfest, which is in, I believe, Cumberland, Maryland. I know it's in Maryland. I believe it's Cumberland. And it just basically brings together a bunch of traditional bluegrass, jam bands, and Americana artists for a weekend. And they all, like, get together. It's a big community. They all play. And it's awesome. I believe that's in May. I've never had the honor of going, but I've heard it's a great time. For our last song, though, we're going to end with Black Mountain Rag by Billy Strings. Like I said, I couldn't find any purple. I needed some fillers, and we got what we got. So we're ending with a black song. I wanted to do Black by Pearl Jam, but we landed with Black Mountain Rag by Billy Strings. I hope you've enjoyed the past hour of listening to my rainbow-themed show. I know I have. I hope to see you next Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Ella, signing off for the night.